Today, here in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Vav Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, I hope we get to finish off today, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, a beautiful Simon. We begin second line, Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Motzi in Shnei Sefer Torah. The laning on Rosh Hashanah is as follows. We take out two Sefer Torahs, the Echod Korin Chamisha. We first read five Aliyahs from the first laning, which is, Mei V'Hashem Pokad Esara. Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah, that she was barren and gave her a child. Until Ad Vahi Acharad V'Ma'ela, until we reach up to the end of that sugya, Vahi Acharad V'Ma'ela, which begins the Akedah, which will be the second day's lading. V'imhu Shabbos, if it's on Shabbos, Korin Bo Shiva. Then we read seven Aliyos, like we do every Shabbos. So you have to break up the Aliyos. Mishnah Berurah will tell us how. And then we have the Maftir is from a second Sefer Torah, Umaftir Kori B'Sheni, B'Parshas Pinchas, we read the laning from Parshas Pinchas, which deals with each of the Yomim Tovim on their respective Yomim Tovim, so too on Rosh Hashanah, we read B'Chodesh HaShvi, and that is the proper laning for the Maftir. And then the Haftorah, Umaftir, V'hi Ish Echod Min HaRomosayim, Ad V'Yorim Kerem Mishicho, as we know, the famous Haftorah from Shmuel. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Vav that we read Hashem Bokad Esara Lefisha Barosh Hashanah Nifkida Sara Rachel V'Chana. All of these three great Noshim Sidkanios, they davened greatly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't able to have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered all of them, and therefore it's in a very appropriate time. This happened on Rosh Hashanah for us to read this laning about Hashem Bokad Esara. Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah says, on Shabbos, we have seven aliyos, Mosif and Lasos based parashos. You have to break up some of the aliyos that we have and make them into two longer ones. So therefore, the first one is Echod Biyom Higomel Es Yitzchak, and the second one is Be'ez Basher Husham. Dershu, footnote number 11 brings, can you add on Hosafos? So he brings down, according to the Ramah, Shebiyantav Shechol Biyom Chol Ein LaHosif, that when Yantav comes out in a week that we don't add on, Achi Shechol B'Shabbos Muto LaHosif. But on Shabbos, you technically could add on, although in many places the minhag is not to add on. Then, Sifkot and Ches in the Mishneh Berurah, the Maftir reads from Parshas Pinchas, and he reads, Ad Ishel LaHashem. He goes to the end, tells us what the end of the Eli is. The issue foot number 12 brings down, we normally do not give a Kotten this Eli, even though technically a Kotten can get Maftir and Haftorah, we don't do this on this Shabbos. He adds as well, we don't do this on Shabbos Shuva. Although, on the other hand, the Tila LeDavid brings down, Shadavka b'Shabbos Shuva ain't all that. It's only on Shabbos Shuva because it's such a Choshula Haftorah that we don't bring up a cotton. And the Matei Ephraim brings down that the minhag is to go and call up somebody who's an Adam Choshuv and also a married person who's an important person, and not even Na'arim Bachurim, not even above the age of Bar Mitzvah, boys that aren't yet married that are still Bachurim. Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, V'im Tor, if a person made a mistake, V'ishlim HaParsha B'Arba Kruim, if on a regular day of Rosh Hashanah, you just called up four people, O Shlosho, or even only three people, V'dayin Lo Omer Kaddish, we didn't say the Kaddish yet, so then Yashlim Minyan HaKruim B'Parsha Sakeh Shachra, then just keep on reading in the Chumash and go and read the next Parsha, V'yachadu Me'ela, which is the Akedah. V'im Omer Kaddish, but he already said Kaddish, in Lo Chisir Minyan Rak Echad, if you only had one aliyah lacking, so therefore the maftir could be that extra fifth aliyah, and so it grows, then you don't have to read anymore, and let the maftir be the fifth aliyah. Technically, you only need five aliyahs, including maftir. Our minhag is that we have five aliyahs plus maftir, we have seven aliyahs plus maftir, but technically the maftir is able to be counted. This is the opinion, can't cause a b'shari fry. The issue footnote number 13 explains in more detail that if you were lacking two aliyahs, you somehow messed up and only had called up three people, the Shari Ephraim brings down, Sheish lo likra od echo b'parshas keda, have one keep on reading in the parshas akeda, and then vein tzarech likra li'od echod shechi. So then you don't have to call up two in the akeda, you technically read only one in the akeda, then you'll have four, and then the maftir will be the fifth, which would be fine. But he says if you wish to, you can go call up two people in the aliyah of the akeda, and then have five aliyahs, and then have the sixth one be maftir. Mishneh Berurah continues, he says, "Ubitshuvas chasam sofer chelik or chaim simin kuf samach tes kosav." He writes, "The imhishlim aparish will be arba." If you call the four people lo yomar kaddish, don't say the kaddish ad achashiku b'sefer Torah shnia, because technically the maftir will be in the five aliyahs. V'yeh hamaftir olu lechamishi, and this way the kaddish is after the five required aliyahs, which is when it has to be. The Kaimalon Maftir Olu Liminyan Krum, because as I pointed out already, technically Maftir could be one of the obligatory five aliyos that are said on Rosh Hashanah, or as well the seven required aliyos on Shabbos, even though Aminag is normally to add on a separate aliyah for Maftir. Then the Mishneh Berurah continues, says, Im Tov, Akor B'Yom Echod, B'Parisha Sakedi Yotza. If by accident you missed up the laning, instead of reading Hashem Pokad Esara, you read Vayichad V'Ma'ela, you read the Akedah on day one, so that's fine. Yotze. And then on the second day, read the laning that you missed. Akor B'Yom Sheni, B'Parisha Hashem Pokad Esara, V'Gomer. So you can do that. the Gan Parshas Akeda Atzof Asidu. But he says then you should also read the Akeda as well, because that is the right lading for that day. So on the second day you'll read both Aliyahs, not that long, and it's easy to do. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, what happens if by accident you read Vashem Pocket Asara both days? So we'll learn in Simon Tov Reish Aleph, Shialu L'Torah Odom Nosat, then just call up one extra person and read the entire Akedah by that one Aliyah. And this is true, even he said Kaddish, so call up the person for the Akeda and then say Kaddish again. And he says, even though we normally said that we don't make Hosafas, in this situation, when you have no choice, then you are allowed to go make an Hosafa. If you took the first Sefer Torah down already, you did Hagbah and Gleed on it, so then when you're taking out the second Sefer Torah, so read from the second Sefer Torah, the Parsha of the Akeda, and then be Golal it all the way back to Parsha of Pinchas and do the Maftir from there. Mishabur continues and he says, Mikom Makum im Nisgar bi Odo Korei bi Parshas Akeda Shita. Badayin lo berach achron brach achrona. If you see that you're in the Parshas Akeda and you realize you made a mistake and you didn't make the brach achrona, so yiglo, go, be golel the Sefer Torah v'yikra, imo Parshas v'Hashem Pokad at Sofu, then go back to the beginning of Hashem Pokad Asara and read from there, v'yachakach yivarach brach achrona, and then read the brach achrona. Bring this down from the Mati Ephraim and other achrona. Finally, he adds from the Mati Ephraim, Od Kosav the Mati Ephraim, Roy L'chol Gever Yirei Hashem. Every person who's Yorei Shemayim should try, L'shtadlo Shielo Aliyah B'Yamin Aroyim, should try to get an Aliyah during the Yamin Aroyim. Obviously, that's going to not necessarily be able to be done. And he adds, Av Makomo Shemochu Mitzvos, in place where they sell the Aliyahs, Yikno So B'Dam Kivchoto, you should be willing to pay money to spend to buy yourself an Aliyah, if you can, every person according to his financial means. The other rabbi says, Yesh ilu yosef b'mitzvah, he said, a greater mitzvah to get an Aliyah that you paid for, shaboy lo b'dom, that cost you something, b'mitzvah shaboy lo b'chinam, ain't cost it, as opposed to something which came to you for free without costing you any money. Exact opposite attitude that people have. People like to get something for free. It's actually better to pay for it. A very interesting idea. The issue for number 15 is old discussion. Can you pay for this Aliyah with Kesef of Meiser Ksofim, your money that you're, one-tenth of your money that you're supposed to give to Aniyim? So can you use this for this? So he brings down some various shitos that say that if you're giving it to an institution that is giving it to Aniyim, that would be fine. Others say that it's only the excess amount above what the other person that was paying for it would have paid for it. So this guy bid $100 and you're bidding $118, so only the $18 above what the shul would have made are you allowed to take from Kesef Meiser Sofim. He brings down the Chazon Ish that any money that you give that's additional in the Misha Berach that you often pay additional money for, so that definitely can come from Kesef Meiser Sofim. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "I go v'yesh mekomush and ogim likros hatokeiam miminin achamisha ha'olam sefer Torah." He brings out from the Kobo that there are many places that they have minog that they give the person who's going to be blowing shofar. He gets an aliyah. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tess, "V'yesh mekomush and ogim likros gamem mispal musaf." Also, the person who's davening musaf gets an aliyah. And he says, "Chaim be Yom Kippur and Karon Oso." Likewise, the same thing happens on Yom Kippur. However, if somebody's being paid to be the Baal Tokeya or to be the Baal Mosaf, ain't no Akim Likrosim. Then he brings out from the Eli Rabbah that there's no Minuk to go and call them up. They're getting paid for their services as opposed to you're giving them a great kavod because they're doing it for free, and therefore you give an Aliyah. The issue foot number 16 brings down a couple of ideas, and then he concludes with the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Shekivan Shemin Hogim Lim Koris Aliyos. Since the Minuk is to sell the Aliyos for tztaka, so lo korim sa Baal Tokeya ushlicha tzibur. She says, therefore, many places don't have the minhag that they give the Baal Tokeya or the Baal Musaf or the Baal Shachris and Aliyah because they're using these Aliyahs to go and raise money for the institution, and therefore they don't give it away for free. Then he says, the Baal Tokeya or Habale Tvila Rotsim Limkor Aliyah Zuli Acher. If they want it, they get an Aliyah. They're entitled to an Aliyah. They say, hey, I'm going to sell it to somebody that they shouldn't do. And then he also adds, by the way, that if somebody is taking money to do these things, Ein Aro Simin Bracha Meoso Schar. It's not going to be a good thing. If a person is able to do this financially, can afford to do so, and not take Schar, to being the Baal Tokeya, being the person who's the Baal Musaf, Kol HaKavod, that is better. Again, if this is somebody's Parnasa, so then that's a different story. Dish food number 80 brings out an interesting idea. What about setting up extra laning stations? So break up the shul into a couple of laning stations. Should you do that? So he says that's not really the right thing to do. However, he says if it's going to cause more tzedakah, he says if it's going to cause less tzedakah to be given, certainly don't do it. But he says if it's going to cause more tzedakah to be given, they're selling each aliyah for $1,000. And if this way they have instead of 5 aliyahs, they have 10 aliyahs. So then he says one doesn't have to be machmir and one could do this. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "B'nei Adam ha'chavushim beveisu asurim." When Nebuch, if people are in captivity, they're in jail, so ein mevim etzlam sefer Torah. We don't bring a sefer Torah to them. Afilu b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't go bring a sefer Torah into the jail. And he tells us then the Ramah of Ayin L'El in Sof Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, where these dinim are discussed. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yod, he tells us, it says over there in Sif Yud Dalet in the Ramah, and Shom Nizbayer, and there it's written and explained what these dinim are. Kama Pratim Shemishtana Zadin, how this din could be affected and changed in certain scenarios. Ayin Shom Mishnah Berurah, and as well in the Bir Halacha. I think you also have to realize that their jails were quite different than our jails today, and the halacha certainly is in those places that there are minyanim in Nebuchadnezzar jails. Unfortunately, there are sometimes from people that did things that are incorrect and that they're in jail, and that we do have a Sefer Torah and minyanim in those situations nowadays. Hashem should help us that we shouldn't have the need, shouldn't be able to make a minyan in those places because lack of from people in those scenarios. We finish off this beautiful simon with Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Molin, we do a bris milah, mitzvah Hashem, you should have lots of bris milahs to do. So when you have a bris milah coming out of Rosh Hashanah, she says the right time to do this is Bein Kriyas HaTorah L'Tkiyas Shofar, that you first lain, and we'll see why in a second, then you do the bris milah, and then you blow shofar. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Kacha Seder, this is the right order. First we have Bris Avram, which is the Milah, Shia Milah, and then Vakedis Yitzchak, which is represented by the Tkiyas Shofar, Ukhidamin, Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Lama Tok Mishalai, why did Bidavka take a ram's horn to go and blow on the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Kedei Lahaskir Elosho Yitzchak, to remind us of Akedas Yitzchak. Furthermore, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Vod the Mila Motzah Yosim Itkiyah. When you look at it from a Tadr, Vishenu Tadr type of a concept, which one is more frequent? The Bris Mila is more frequent than blowing shofar. Blowing shofar is once a year. Bris Mila could be every single day of the year, Be'ezus Hashem. Och Tadr Damio Legabi Tkiyah. And therefore, Bris Mila is considered much, much more Shriach than Tkiyah. It's much more Tadr, but therefore, who called them? Then he says, Umakum Shinogim Lovu, the Bayis Shatinok Shom. In those days, years ago, people would not necessarily bring the baby to shul. They'd have the bris milah in the house. So here, you have a bris that's going to be done in Rosh Hashanah. You're going to leave the shul and go to the house and do the bris milah. It's going to be a tircha d'tzibur. In this situation, molin achay yitziyah mibes haknesses. Finish davening in shul and then do the bris milah. Why? So it shouldn't be a tircha. Everybody from the tzibur has to stop davening, wait till the bris milah is done, or go to the house, do the bris milah, and come back to shul. The lishol is going to cause a wait. The last of the haknesses until everybody comes back to the shul. However, he says, if the shul and the house are right next to each other, so it's not really a tircha de zibura, it won't really be a long delay by going to the house. The house is 20 seconds away, so they walk out of shul, go to the house, it's the next 20 seconds, and it's not a tirach for the tzibur. So then he says it's better, tov lomul kol dim tkiyas shofar, it is better to follow this rule that the bris milah comes before the tkiyas shofar. And why is that? Also, k'dei shiyah biyodim zuchus hamilah. He brings up from the Mate Ephraim. There's another reason here as well, that this way you now have another mitzvah under your belt. You have the mitzvah, this bris milah, and that's a great thing to bring into the blowing of the shofar. The issue footnote number 19 talks about, what about drinking from the wine of the bris milah? Could that count as kiddush for that day? And then you can make a bar mitzvah mezonos afterwards, so it's kiddush malkum suda, says that's a possibility. And he says otherwise, if you're not doing that, you can give a katan that has reached the age of chinuch to drink from the cup of the bar priya guffin that you're making on the bris milah. The issue for number 20 points out that if you are going to the house to do the bris milah, so put the Sifrei Torah back, because it's not right that they should be out the bizoyon, l'niach Sefer Torah, alotzius achutza, that the Sifrei Torah there and everybody's leaving. So put the Sifrei Torah back and then do the bris milah. As opposed to, if you're in the shul, we'll see that you first do the bris milah and then you put the Sifrei Torah back. Mr. Bruce of Kotlin Yud Beis tells us, Ubishabis, Shain Shom Tkiyah Shofar, and Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, where there is, of course, no blowing of the shofar. So then, Molin Achri Ashri. Then we do the Bris Milah right after we say Ashri. V'yachra Milah, Ubiyachosea, after you do the Bris Milah and all the brachos, Om Yalu, then you return the Sifrei Torah. V'yesh Mishikosav Shikami Shabbos, Molin Kodim Ashri. There are those that say, and Shari Tzion Osh Yud Beis, he brings this down the name of the El Yerabba, and it's also brought in the Shari Tshuva and the Mati Ephraim, that you should, in this situation, according to this opinion, Yesh Mishikosav Shigam B'Shabbos Molin Kodem Ashrei, you should do the Bris Milah before Ashrei, Kedei Shlo Yehevsek Rav LaKaddish. So there shouldn't be a long separation between the Ashrei and the Kaddish. The issue footnote number 21 has an interesting discussion. We normally say Aleinu after Bris Milah. So do you say Aleinu now after this Bris Milah? You're going to say Aleinu after the davening. So do you say Aleinu twice? So he says, yes, that's the minhag. He says, especially, he brings up from the Prima Godim, Shebaleinu l'shabeyach, shel'achar amila, yeshevach l'mila. That's a specific praise as well for the Bris Milah. Shebezeh hivdilonu mikola olam. That separates us. That turns us into the Amah Nivchar. And that's why it's especially important to say the Aleinu after the Bris Milah, even though you're going to say Aleinu again later on. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ukushchol Mila b'Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbes." When Bris Mila comes out on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, we do say this capital of Omrim Yom Liyabasha Kodim Siyum Birchas Hagula. That some have the custom to say this before you finish off the bracha of Goal Yisrael to the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, normally we're very makbid on not having any hefsek between Goal Yisrael and the Shmoneh Esrei, but on Shabbos and Yontif, we're not as machmir for various reasons, and therefore one can add this capital. For those that have this custom, say this capital of Yom Liyabasha at that point in the davening. Why is there not as much concern of Smichas Gula Tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif? So that we learned in the Ramah in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Aleph Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that again, Shu Shevach Halamila, this Yom Liyabash is also a Shevach Halamila. That's why people say it. Avok Kishchol Rosh Hashanah Bechol. But if it's on a weekday, ain't Omrim Yom Liyabash, then the minig is not to say this Yom Liyabash. Then he tells us, Godol Echad Nohak, there was one great person that had the Hanhaga, he had the custom, and this is brought down from the Taz, Kishor Yomol B'Rosh Hashanah, Lo Kinach Piv Achar Mila, that after he did the Bris Mila, and he did Metzitza B'Peh, so his mouth was filled with blood, so he wouldn't go and rinse his mouth out like he normally would do. In order that, Ela B'Peh HaMeluchloch B'Dam HaMila Toka, so he would blow shofar with the peh that was dirty with the blood, again, to show the Chavivas of the Mitzvah. La Ariv Mila B'Shofar, and to connect the Bris Mila and the shofar. That's really connecting the Akedah over here with the Bris Mila. But he says, at least on the external point, you should go wipe away the blood. And likewise, and you should wash your hands, because you can't make a bracha with dirty hands. And he brings us down the Mimati Ephraim. Now, the issue foot number 23 brings down from this, Umashma, Shirak Begwal Kovada Bracha, Yirchatz Yodav Me'adam. It's only because it's a lack of respect for the bracha that your hands are dirty with blood. Implying, Avo Machmas Hanegiyah, Bimakomas Hamuchusim Shalakotim, but because the fact that you touched the Erev of the child, that you touched those places that are normally covered up, that in and of itself wouldn't be Metame your hands, that you'd have to wash them before you make a bracha, Enotzorach Litol. And he says, in fact, if you look in Simon Ayin Hey, in Siv Kotin Chavdalit, Shioch Alamo Lavarech is Birchas Amila, that the moil is allowed to make the brachas on the Bris Mila, even Gam Kisha Oches, Berevasu Shalakotim, while he's holding the gid of the child, getting ready to do the Bris Mila. There shouldn't be any hefsek between the bracha, so it should be over Lasios. And the actual Mila, he can even have everything prepared and hold on to the aver of the child while he's saying the bracha. That, in and of itself, is not a problem. Baruch Hashem, we're able to finish this beautiful Siv Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, and with this we conclude today's shir.